Delaware is giving away the last of the infant formula it had ordered from overseas because of massive product recalls. But new legislation could help prevent future shortages. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Briante and Paris Grant came to downtown Wilmington to pick up baby formula for their three infants. The nonprofit Harper's Heart runs a small closet tucked away in a corner of the public library. It's open 2 days a week and helps parents with babies up to 2 years old with items such as diapers, formula, and clothes. Briante says the six-month-old triplets eat a lot every month.
Like $1,000 almost to feed all three.
A bacterial contamination led to a massive recall of infant formula in 2022, causing widespread shortages and price hikes. Baby milk is still unaffordable for many new parents. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says just in the past year, the cost of baby food and formula has gone up more than 8%. Briante and Paris say they have struggled to afford infant formula for the past several months because Paris was unemployed. As a high-risk pregnancy, she stayed on bed rest for most of 2023. And federal postal workers don't get paid parental leave. Briante says trying to feed three babies with the high cost of formula has been rough.
We wasn't expecting three babies. You know, just one, but three takes a toll on you. And then being out of work, you know, not having a maternity leave and a leave without pay really takes a toll on your household.
Delaware responded to the extensive shortages in 2022 by shipping in 44,000 canisters of formula from Australia last year. Parents in high poverty areas were first limited to one 28-ounce can, but that limit has since been removed. There's about 12,500 canisters left with statewide distribution points. One of those distribution partners is the Food Bank of Delaware. CEO Kathy Konevsky says while supply has rebounded, scarcity is still an issue.
If you don't find it, call the food bank. Just reach out to us because we can make sure that we do have it. We do mobile distributions throughout the communities in Delaware as well. But again, we want to make sure that it's not in a truck or on a shelf. It's in your home.
U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has proposed legislation aimed at eliminating the need to seek baby milk from foreign companies. Smaller manufacturers looking to enter the market could receive either an investment tax credit or a production tax credit. Casey says there's no way to deconsolidate the market without offering a tax credit as an incentive. Under his plan, smaller companies could earn up to $150 million through the investment credit to offset production costs.
This is the way to get there. And we just don't want to have a circumstance where the most powerful country in the world can't produce enough infant formula to secure the development of our children.
Briante and Paris say next year their babies will be on solid foods and regular milk. Without the triplets needing infant formula, they say they think their family's grocery bill will be much more affordable. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.